am honestly saying this for the first time, and I'm shocked, but we have a returning guest to the Fit and Faith podcast. And instead of her being in the hot seat when it comes to sharing her testimony and the trials and tribulations and triumphs that she has endured and come to settle and share, she is now coming in a different seat, a coaching seat, a community seat, a partner seat. She's someone who has come along for my journey as an evolution of a coach, as an evolution in this business since day one. She really was one of the first podcasts ever, so you'll definitely have to go back and learn from episode 8. Michelle Lappin, excuse me, since then, Dr. Michelle Lappin. Yes, she's gotten her doctorate in the last 3 years. She finaled that, and it's now a part of what she does. And it has been such an honor standing alongside and watching her emerge from her first days in interaction with me, which she talks about here, where she never thought she'd be an entrepreneur, to now being a thriving entrepreneur who is also on the cusp and looking towards the future of shifting out of her full-time career to be able to do this all the time. She's amazing. She's a wealth coach, a financial guru, and her story connects so much to what she does, which is why I say yes to clients who parallel their testimony, their pain, their passion to their purpose. This is Dr. Michelle Marie Lappin. She's going to give you the inside scoop on what it was like to coach with me. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Fit and Faith podcast. Fit is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. None other than the Dr. Michelle Marie Lappin in the house. I'm so happy to have you. I want you to know this is like pretty phenomenal. Guess what? This is the first person in the history of the Fit and Faith podcast that is coming on for the second time.
Really?
Welcome to the show again. How cool is that?
I'm just thinking of the way that this thing has evolved, like watching it evolve for you, like it's crazy.
And to you, my friend,
yes.
Right? Which is yes. The coolest part, because you've been a part of the evolution. And one of the reasons that I brought you onto the show, and we're hearing some feedback, Michelle, probably when you're not live, just go ahead and mute one of the sounds that you've got going on, if that's okay. Is that good? Yeah, I don't think there's any feedback. Kelly is on live with us, and she often is. And so we're grateful to you, Kelly, for always giving us the behind the scenes information. This thing is not as easy as it looks, okay? We need you to know that. It looks really fun and glamorous. And thanks to Michelle and Janice for making all those things happen. Kelly says it's better. So we're going to get live here. And if you're in the clubhouse room, Michelle, every time that you share, you can just go ahead and unmute there, and I'll do the same, okay? We're live, like I said, with Dr. Michelle Marie. She is a wealth coach. She is a success coach. She loves to talk money, honey. And so I'm going to give a way for you to kind of give a bit of a bio beyond that. And then we're going to jump into some direct questions around your experience coaching with me, your experience within the community evolution, and as you mentioned, even the podcast evolution.
Wow. How do I start my bio? So I like long walks. I love chocolate. I don't really like vegetables. Or no, I'm kidding.
Really doesn't. She's not lying.
It's been a journey. It has been a journey, to say the least. And for the sake of time, I won't tell you every detail, but I will summarize the best that I can. So originally born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when I was about 10 years old, moved to Ohio, grew up in Toledo, Ohio. Certain circumstances in life caused me to kind of make a shift and ended up dropping out of high school halfway through my senior year and moving back to Pennsylvania. Shortly after that, joined the Army, had a child, went on a deployment to Iraq, spent a couple of years on active duty, moved to Virginia, got out of the military. Through all of that, went for multiple college degrees. And what was it, just last March, completed my doctoral degree. In the process of all of that happening as well, went through what I typically call a financial crisis, because for me it was a crisis, and that was approximately 8 years ago, and found myself climbing out of that pit. And in doing all of that, in conjunction with everything else I had going on, oh, by the way, I also got my minister's license last January.
This is real life, you guys.
Sometimes I think, how did I do all this? Like, it really was only like God guiding me through all of it, to be honest with you. But through all of the healing and growth and overcoming, I developed this passion for helping others to either, more importantly, avoid going through what I've went through, or if they're in that place, understanding that they can come out of it and helping them climb out of it. Because I didn't necessarily go through it alone. I had people supporting me, but especially with the financial stuff, I didn't have anybody walking with me step by step, helping me to, like, teaching me the steps. I had to figure it out. And that was the hardest part, was figuring out, how do I do this thing? How do I put a budget together? How do I pay off my debt the right way? How do I keep motivated when things keep happening? That's the stuff that I developed a passion for, wanting to kind of to encourage and educate others on. So I won't let you take a
break. And I got to insert somewhere in the midst of Virginia meets getting out of the military, meets ordination, meets obviously business development. But I want to talk a bit about that then and now. The then, from when we first started the Core Creatives membership in January of 2019, and where you are now, and what that evolution has been like alongside, I would say me, but it's alongside God. I just get to be inserted in at some points. But when we first met, where were you on the ideation or even the revelation that this was a passion that you had?
I literally had, just within the months before that, had multiple people say, why aren't you doing this as business? Because I had friends asking me questions because they saw what I was doing with my finances. I had talked about it. I shared about it. And I, you know, was so overjoyed at what God was showing me and the progress I was making. I was sharing it with other people as if it was my testimony, because it was. And I had three or four different people who are like, why aren't you doing this as a business? And I was like, I don't know. I never thought about that. And I was like, I wouldn't even know where to start. And lo and behold, Tamara was beginning this process of her own new journey in the entrepreneurial space that I didn't even know that she was involved in the first place, and literally just came to the table with this idea of, I want to coach people, but I didn't know what to call it. I didn't know what I was even capable of doing. And I didn't know how to do any of it or put the pieces together.
Yeah. And it was really funny because I invited all of these women, y'all, into a room that I just saw greatness within. And I saw that they had a gift and talent that the kingdom could utilize, essentially. And I was several years into my faith at this point. So we already had a relationship stemmed from the church, which was, what a great foundation to start into any relationship in a secular mindset, thinking, quote unquote, business coaching in a secular realm. But even then, I just knew I wanted to serve and see people shine and call that out in them. And so it was so cool. We were all in this room and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to invite you on this journey. And I don't have any idea where I'm going, but I know I want you to be with me. And I know I want to see you evolve as I evolve. And so I was teaching them like basically anything from social media development all the way to fundamentals of business to just really calling out what I could see them shaping into what could become profitable, even if it was from that side business perspective all the way to what I believe one day, and I'm going to prophetically, we know we both are on that same page, be able to have you serve from a full-time capacity once it is the right season. So that was then. That was a snapshot of 2019. Then in 2020, amidst 2020, you came on as a one-on-one client outside of the membership. So talk to them about what that experience and transition was like, maybe some mindsets that you had to get over even to make that investment experience.
Yeah, so obviously with the focus on finances, I was like, okay, how can I justify spending this amount of money for something that is, when you're approaching something like this, it's an idea, it's a concept that this person says they can help me get to where I want to be. And you have no idea what that's actually going to look like. They have may have given you like a framework or you know, some pieces of it. But in actuality, when you're starting something like that, you really don't know the full scale of what it's going to entail. And so you're walking into it almost like an act of faith to say, okay, I'm putting this investment out there and I'm trusting and believing that your system's going to work for me and what you provide is going to work for me. So I had to really kind of process, is the potential outcome or the believed outcome going to outweigh the investment cost? Okay, that was the first piece of it. There's also the time piece because, as Tamara briefly mentioned, I'm not exactly doing my business full time as of yet because I'm also working a full time regular 9-to-5 job, actually 7-to-4. But so there's a time investment added in there as well on top of everything else I had going on because I was still in school at the time. And that's a lot. So
I forget. And y'all, she was like an A, if you would, student. She was always there, always present, homework always done. I mean, it's no wonder she's a doctor from just the time investment alone and the obedience and showing up. But keep going. I had to note how obedient and disciplined you are.
No, definitely. There were definitely sleepless, well, I don't say sleepless nights. There were less hours sleep per night multiple times. There were tears cried. There was frustration. There was laptops closed hardly, never smashed, never in anger, just closed hardly.
Wanted to throw it against the wall. I saw all the fruits of the labor on that one.
I mean, and then there's this whole, like, we went through developing a whole framework, like the framework that we developed during your coaching session, I am still using today. I've not even really tweaked it very much. I've made a few improvements here and there because I think there were a few things that I was kind of touching, going back to, but I haven't adjusted that. I haven't changed that framework. And the people that I work with, they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, you know? And if I didn't have that framework, I could potentially be all over the place with my clients. And that's not providing them the value that they deserve for what they're paying for, right? And then I also added on this aspect of developing a course, which would, because one, it's nice to have an extra course for people who, or a course for people who can't do the full services of a coaching program, but also working a full-time job, having something that could potentially still bring in money while I'm working my regular job. That's It's amazing, right? So you helped me put this whole concept together of a course, the whole framework of the course, all the wording of the marketing aspects of it, and having Morgan help me with the video. Like, I'm sorry, every time I listen to the video, I'm just like, oh my God, look at that. That's so cool.
It's so professional. You look so, so legit. And you are. And I think when I think through the progression from point A to point B, I think that legitimacy was a part of the confidence that was cultivated through the time frame that we were together, from that point A to be like, wait, what do you mean start a business? I don't even know what to do. To, I have a business, I have an e-course, I have a framework, I have clients, I have, income. And I think that the income piece is something I want to talk to as well, because we build these things. And as you said, it was an act of faith almost. And I've hired my own coaches and I've invested thousands, tens of thousands. And I say all the way up to hundreds of thousands. And I say that with not flexing, but because of the investment that I've used for trainers and coaches and therapists and pastors and all of the things in the conjunction of the last 6 years, retreats and conferences. But you took this leap of faith, and we expect, okay, business launch time, right? And the intent, of course, is that floodgates open and in comes the water. And that wasn't necessarily the case. So I know that there was elements of feeling lack of fear of, hold on, what did I just invest into? And why isn't this coming? Or is it me? And so thinking through those mindsets, but then knowing that in that time you've persisted, you've prevailed, you've stayed consistent. And again, this is why she is the best wealth success coach to hire, because she doesn't give up. And so I want to know what that's been like in transparency for people, but to know that you have served clients, that you have seen that experience of budding in your business.
You know, it's interesting that you're asking that question specifically like that, because just last week I figured out or realized something that blew me completely away and haven't told everybody about it yet. I've actually only two people know about this yet, so the whole world's about to find out. So when I started this, the journey of just the business aspect, taking a idea, sitting down at the table with you at that group and going, okay, I want to put this idea into action, I was making roughly $40,000 a year. Okay. It's not a whole lot of money, okay? It's really not. Now, granted, I had worked really hard to overcome a lot of things financially. When I went through my financial crisis, I was barely making $30,000 a year. And like, actually, I think it was about $28,000 when it happened. And I had, including the house, once I had to go through a short sale, the waiver of what was left from the short sale, including my student loans and other debt, I had well over $200,000 in debt. I now at this point have a brand new house, and all I have left is my house to pay off. The Lord has provided a way to take care of all of my student loans. And that's because of faithfulness, obedience, and tithing. I'm going to add that in there. All of it working together. But the interesting thing is about like this business concept. When I first started this one, I started with trying to figure out how can I do certain things with no cost at all. I found every possible way to start my business for free using blogs, like Instagram as blogs. Oh my gosh, if you look at those things for the first time, oh my gosh. I'm like, I will never repurpose those. I will maybe readjust them and reword them or whatever, but woo. It's a learning process, right?
But it's consistency.
It is. There was scheduling apps that I found that was, I think I found one that was like $6 a month or something like that. And then you got you found out about an email system that you got me introduced to, and I figured out some freebies, and that was like a really minor cost. So I went from like starting things, doing it for free, or running my business for free to having like maybe $50 a month to run my business for a couple months. And then as I added on some other things, let me take it back. Core was actually a cost as well. So it wasn't completely for free from the beginning. But now there, you know, it's more to run the business, but God has provided it. For a while, I was running my business, paying for it myself. I have had multiple clients. Every client that I work with has thus far been so overjoyed in what they've done. They've talked about it to other people. I have people that continue to reach back out to me, ask me questions. You know, they're constantly sharing information. And it's a lot of that is because of what you taught me in our coaching and in core. But what's really cool about this whole concept has been 3 years, literally 3 years since we've sat down with him, because it was January 2019. I can't remember the specific date, but it was January 2019 when we sat down at that table. And like I said, I was roughly making $40,000 when we started that process. I just, with some things that happened the end of last year and the very beginning of this year at work and with another source of income, I have multiple sources of income now. I am now officially, Tamara, making six figures. Woo! With multiple sources of income. Jesus. Now, I will preface to say, I'm not at the point where I'm making six figures strictly in my business, but I know that day will come. Praise. But I was strategic and set up multiple streams of income, and combined together, I am now making six figures. And I never in a million years thought I would ever say that. Ever.
I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And I've watched, and I know it's God. I know it's God. You've, like I said, it's those two words that people don't associate so much to business because they just have a good idea, or they just have an intuitive thought, or they just have the gutso to say yes, but they forget that the self-discipline, the obedience, and the faith, which are fruits of the spirit, BTW, in case you forgot, this is a God-fearing place, right? We have to be in our faith. We get to, right? What a gift, what a blessing, what prosperity comes because of all of these things. But I believe that diligence is what has led you to this place. And it's been amazing. Y'all, when she was talking about wanting to throw the commuter across the room, I've been on the aim, ready, aim, fire side of that, right? Where I'm sitting there, I'm like, I understand. I know it's frustrating. Imagine not ever having to create tech or utilize all of these social platforms, and every single other week something changes, or you have to add this in and add that in. It's like literally being a chef and the ingredients are always changing, always to the same recipe. And the recipe ultimately is for us to have a life of freedom, us to have a life of joy, to be able to serve other people, to disciple others, to grow the kingdom, and to live in that space of abundance and prosperity, which you example so beautifully. I want you to give them, because we're getting close on time here, and I just want people to understand two more things. One, what would you say of all the things you've learned you apply on a daily, if not considering your work schedule, weekly basis from the coaching that we did together?
Probably the biggest thing that, I would say the simplest thing that I learned that I apply regularly, that I don't know how many times you said it, I lost count. And I don't think I really grasped the concept of how great of a aspect it is until I started doing it. It's the concept of repurposing.
Yeah.
Like, I create reels now, which, by the way, I would have never done if it wasn't for Tamara. But now I feel like I'm almost a pro at it.
You totally are. You guys have to go to her Instagram. Literally, go to Dr. Michelle Marie and look at her reels.
Dr. Dot Michelle Marie, but
okay, well, they're on Clubhouse. They can go right to your profile, and I have the links here, so they got it.
So I was like, okay, you're gonna spend time creating the reel, which takes some time, and then you're like, well, what am I going to put with this, right? You can take some of the content you already use, maybe not the stuff that you posted within the last few days because somebody just saw that, but you could take, look back a couple of weeks or a couple of months and say, what was something that was really good that had good viewership? And use it. You might want to tweak a few words here and there, but it's still good content. Even the hashtags. I don't even have to think about the hashtags anymore because I have a girl that helps me with that now. And I'm like, I have too many other things going on in my brain. So I just reuse the hashtag she's already created.
It's the work smarter, not harder concept. And you've done that. And it's been the working hard first that then allows you to get to the place where you're on an evergreen cycle like that. And does that mean that your business is stagnant because our coaching is over? No. Does that mean that your learning curve is not growing because we're not working together? No. But I get to like bounce ideas off with hers now. She comes to me with ideas. Hey, I think I'm going to change my price on this. What do you think? I love that I get to see the evolution of it. I get to see the fruit of it. I get to see how it serves other people. I even get to charge or be her client, right? I get to exchange services with her when it comes to certain things that I want to do in my business, in my career, and for other people. And so I just think it's really important for us to realize we were just on another podcast talking about like the concept of barter and trade, right? And so much of our businesses, both in how we serve other people, but also how we've gotten services, things like your website, things like your social media, you can do based on barter and trade before you have to get to the point that you have to exchange finances that your business might not be making. And so talk to them about like just the value add that that's been and the unlock that that's been as you've grown your business.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's how I got started. Like when I said I found ways to do things for free, that's one of the things that I did. I was like, okay, I like, for instance, I have, like you mentioned in the beginning, I have a dog. And sometimes I go out of town and I need help with someone watching my dog, right? So there was somebody that wanted some assistance with finances. Like, all right, cool. How about you help me out watching my dog a couple of days when I go out of town, and I'll sit down with you and spend some time with you and show you a few things, right? That was one thing. And it helped me with time. Or not help me with time. It helped me with not having to yet pay somebody else. Not that I wasn't willing to, but it was, okay, you have a need and I have a need. Can we come together and say, hey, let's help each other, right? There were a multitude of other things. I had people that just wanted help with some of the stuff that they were doing. And they had a service that I was in need of as well. And then evolved into how can I share your information so that somebody else will hear about it, and people started doing the same thing for me.
It's so good. And it goes back to that content idea. And it all applies across the board. Work smarter, not harder. I think that's when we think about like the burden or the yoke, right? That's associated to being in our faith and what Jesus promises, right? My burden is light. My yoke is light. Like it's easy if you're in congruency with these ideas and principles that are consistent. And that is really rooted in community and lending and leaning on your brothers and sisters. And so I am so honored that I am a sister in Christ with you and that I have been able to be a part of the journey. I know it's not the end of it, which is really cool. It's this knowing that we are going to evolve together. And as you step into your speaking career and writing your book and all of these other pieces that are part of the puzzle for my business evolution, I then get to share that with you. And anytime that you evolve, I evolve too. And so it's just that symmetry and that give and take. And I'm grateful to be in the cahoots with you. And you guys have got to tune in to all things Dr. Michelle Marie. Please follow her on Instagram, on Facebook. The information that she consistently and obediently, you guys got to go back to this. This is the key takeaway, I think, to what she shares. It has so much value, so much richness, no pun intended, and pun fully intended. And so make sure you're taking note, make sure you're passing it to people who are in need of getting out of debt, who are in need of living a life of financial abundance, and ultimately knowing that they can and that they should. And your testimony literally speaks to that. So Michelle,
I love you. Thank you for being on the Fit and Faith podcast for the second time. You guys can also go back and listen to her episode, which was from season one of the Fit and Faith podcast back in the day. Michelle Marie, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Fit and Faith Media Co. is dedicated to activating mission-driven leaders in the marketplace by way of publishing, press, and play. Because your story doesn't just matter to you, it matters to move others. We help you dissect and share your message through podcasting, book writing, and business development. These three areas are exactly how my team and I have opened doors to stages, become the best-selling author I always dreamt I'd be, and even the entrepreneur that energetically and joyfully shows up to serve each and every day. Literally nothing I do feels like work. Every day feels like play. And we'd love to help you live the same life of freedom and fun. If you're a speaker, a writer, or an aspiring business owner, let's jump on a call today to vision cast your future together. Go to www.fitinfaithmedia.com. Again, that's fitinfaithmedia.com. Book your call. If you're a founder, an innovator, a trailblazer, or a wannabe, we can help you get there. Let's do it. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Faith team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith way.